This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The answer this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a little liquor store, grocery store, or a little business, and you're having trouble getting cashiers, well, you can't beat Southwest Point of Sale because it eliminates the cashier. Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco take care of it by having self-checkout. All you do is call 800-540-2149. Jeff or Mark will come out to your house, or your business, not your house, check out your equipment, and if it works, it won't cost any more than a cash register. But the bonus is, if you're open, they're open. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call, Southwest Point of Sale. San Diego Gear and Axle, anything in your undercarriage? Man, I tell you what, you absolutely cannot beat San Diego Gear and Axle. Two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel drive. Steve can take care of it all. 1488 Pioneer Road. Call him at 858-449-5656. Or go to SD Gear Axle. .com. Well, Mark is still here. He's pulling a Brittany Sandoval, who's cruising back from, I'm assuming she's on the road from Vegas, went to a U2 concert. Can't imagine she'd rather do that than come on radio, but she was nice enough to set up an interview with Preston and Maverick Matthews. We got Mom and Dad in the house, Bree and John. Preston, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
All right. How about you, Maverick?
Good.
All right, so I see you got your homework. Do you guys want to, is that your sponsors?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's get that out of the way so you don't have to be nervous about it. Preston, why don't you rattle off who takes care of you?
M2 Construction, R.O. Scott & Son Roofing, Sunset Construction, Edwards Windows, J.P. Marine, and USA Benefits.
You got any more room on the car for more?
No.
You don't?
Always.
Yes.
You have room.
Yes,
you always say, oh, you'll even put them on the underside of the car. We don't care. How do people get a hold of you?
They call
mom and dad.
Yeah.
Are you on social media?
No.
Good.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. What?
My mom takes care of it.
How do you find it? What's the name of the mom?
Matthews Brothers Racing.
Swing that over there real quick. What is it?
Instagram Matthews Brothers Racing.
All right, and she grins when she says it. How cool is that? How about you, Maverick?
I got Lifestyle Garage, M2 Motorsports, Arl Sconson Roofing, Sunset Construction, Edwards Windows, and J.P. Marine USA Benefits.
All right. How long have you been racing?
2 years.
2 years? How are you doing this year?
Good. I have like 5 trophies from this year.
Wow. Well, how are you doing in the championship run?
Third. Third right now.
So you still have a chance?
Yep. One more race.
Yeah. What do you got to do? Who do you got to beat?
Everyone.
Good answer. I like that. That goes down. That was a good one. How about you, Preston?
Fifth in points.
But you still have a chance too, right?
I do. But
if they wad it up in front of you,
yeah,
right. Of course, you guys are gonna go out and practice on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just get it all ready. Now you both run the same division.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you run against one another.
Yep.
Hope you don't sleep in the same room.
No, we do.
Oh, that's even worse. You have a wall between the two.
Nope.
So Preston, if you're in second and your brother's in first on the last lap of the last race, is it fair game?
Yeah.
You would take him out to win, right?
No, because we're a team, so.
Okay. Boy, they're saying Mom, you did a good job training them. But, Maverick, you know how to make your car wide, right, in the back? Just make that.
Yeah.
But just get wider and wider and wider so nobody can get around you?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I watch you guys run out there, and that track and that racing makes my kidneys hurt. I think you need different shock absorbers. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you do bounce on occasion.
Yeah, you do.
Or is that just set up?
No.
Just the way the cars are built?
Yeah.
How many more years are you going to be running in this division?
Three.
How old are you now?
11.
Okay, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, so you'll probably pop out before he will, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You plan on jumping into the next division?
Probably a sport compact.
Sport compact? Hey, your mom and dad got all the money. Might as well, huh?
Yeah.
So they age out at 14 in the junior division. You can start at 5. They age out at 14.
So he'll age out.
Yeah, and the next prospective move would be in a sport compact.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids go into lightning sprints. Some of them go into dwarf cars. But the sport compact, as far as...
What is a sport compact for people that don't know?
Sport compacts are a front-wheel drive, four-cylinder car within a certain...
Ron Schoonover and Marcy
McDowell. Exactly.
Okay. Wait a minute. They're only 14. How do they even fit the pedals?
Well, hey, where there's a will, there's a way.
You know, weight is everything, too.
Yep. Well, they have to weigh minimum weight also. So, yeah.
But it's easier to get to minimum than it is to try to cut weight.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir on that one, brother.
So are you looking forward to moving to the next division?
Yeah.
You kind of tired of this one?
I mean, no, it's really fun, but like, I'm excited because I want to make it to NASCAR.
Well, you know what? You know what that's going to take? Hard work. And social
media
and constantly getting your name out there. You know, like when your sponsors need to take your car to their businesses, set the car up, a table, an easy up. Mm-hmm. You know, and you guys go as a team. That would be the great thing. What color is your car?
Mine's gray, green, and black.
Wow, that's cool. What number?
7901.
Is there a reason it's 7901?
Yes, because it was my papa's number when he raced a modified.
Where did he race?
He raced a modified.
Yeah, we're at Cajon?
Barona. He did race at Cajon, though, when he raced a street, no, pier stop. No.
Yeah.
Pony stop. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. What about you?
That'd
be Maverick, by the way.
Yeah, black and blue.
Black and blue. So that way when you get bent up, it's not going to be a problem, right? It's the same color.
Yeah.
What's your number?
74.
Do you have a reason? I'm only asking you this because this is what Brittany would ask. You know, she would want to know what's the reason you have your number.
Well.
Any particular?
It was Shane Sexton's number.
You know what you?
Yeah, both of our cars were through the Sextons.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. You know what you guys are both missing? We got to work on it. A food sponsor. Right?
Free food.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You guys got to get on this food. And you know who's a great opportunity?
Who?
Antonelli's Deli. Because Antonelli's, they have been sponsoring cars from Cajon Speedway. You guys need to just take on down. Go down there and say, look, guys, we need you to sponsor our cars.
Or my mom, we're actually working on getting sponsored by Bull Weevils.
By who?
Bull Weevils.
The one on Lakeside?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think that's
Jason Aldridge also.
Yep.
You know, and the next time I bring you guys down to KUSI, you need to invite your sponsors to come down. It doesn't make any difference if they come or not. And the reason I say that, because especially if you're wanting to become a NASCAR driver, do you want to be a NASCAR driver too?
I want to go into the World of Outlaws.
Okay. Yeah, well.
You can tell which kid has a screw loose.
Yeah, definitely. We'll let you guys figure that out. But by inviting your sponsors to come to the KUSI, that's different than what most of the drivers that come to KUSI never think to invite them. Mm-hmm. But if you invite them, they won't come because they don't want to get up that early. But they'll be impressed that you thought enough about them to invite them.
Okay.
So that's my little tip. And the last thing I need you to do is when you go home, get a diary. Okay. You know what a diary is?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a book with nothing in it, no pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you both should have the book next to your bed every night. You write one page of how your day went. Good, bad, indifferent. The reason I'm saying that is because when you get up in age, that book could be a movie. Because your story of your life is going to be epic. Seriously. Young kids like this, you know, getting into racing at your age, great parents to support you. And then, I'm telling you, you'll make a great movie. I'm only saying that because I'm old enough to be your grandfather. I know. Don't give me a hard time. I think it's a phenomenal idea. I mean, because I interview a lot of people that have wish they had done it, and they're trying to do everything off memory, and it's not that easy. All right, let's take a quick break. No, we're telling secrets now. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Yeah. We'll be right back. right, folks. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
Oh, man, Brittany's going to be bummed. The segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Looking for new, used, or service? El Cajon Ford will take care of you just like family. Paul Dyke is also a big supporter of Barona Speedway. Him and PJ have done a really good job collecting a lot of trophies, but they love to race. And we can't thank them enough for all their support. All right, I've got Mark Rose in the house. He's sitting in for Brittany Sandoval, who's cruising cross country, coming from Vegas. But we've got a super great guest. We got Preston and Maverick Matthews in the house, along with Mom, who is Bree, and Dad, who is John. And John's going to sit over in the corner because he's just chauffeuring today. He's not. He wants to talk, I can tell, but he's trying to do it, you know, from a ventriloquist point of view, but that's not going to work. So, let me ask you this. Preston, what school do you go to? Or are you homeschooled?
No, Lost Coaches Creek Middle School.
Oh, okay, good. How you doing on grades? Good?
I have the best grades out of my whole, like, my but brothers and sisters. I have all A's.
But see, didn't I not?
We have the same grade.
Oh, but you know the reason I asked, what school do you go to?
The same school as him, and we both got a 3.1 on our GPA.
And, but you know why I bring this up? Because there's a lot of families out there listening, and maybe they're having trouble getting their kids to get good grades. Well, getting them into motorsports is by far one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah, and also, if you don't get good grades, you don't race.
Ta-da! Pretty smart parents, huh?
Racing's really fun.
Do you see the competitive edge, though?
There's no competitive
edge. Oh, my head.
I don't see it. I bet they race to the bathroom. What do you want to bet? And by the way, yeah. Brittany, I did not give Mark your eggs.
Or your bacon.
Or your bacon. You know, I send, you know who Brittany is? Sandoval?
You know Brittany. She runs the 37
number
dwarf
37
car.
Dwarf
car?
Yeah. I send her bacon. In 5-pound boxes.
Wow.
Do you like bacon?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is from Newski's back in Wisconsin. And wow. I surprise her.
Don't you know?
Uh-huh. And I surprise her. I never tell her when it's coming. Mm-hmm. And she gets home from school and all of a sudden here's a big honking box of bacon.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So you ought to head to her pit sometimes. Right? Noted. Noted. I told you, you got to have food. But, you know, seriously, the reason I talk about school and kids is because this is an awesome way, you know, but normally, you know, I've found, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the kids that we have out there, they really are intelligent.
They are. And 90% of them work on their own car. I mean, Preston, and these kids work on their cars. I guarantee you, Dad's not the only one pushing, turning wrenches.
Right.
They have to maintain it. They have to clean it. I have a feeling that both of these kids are washing their cars Monday morning to make sure they're clean when they do have to work on them. And grades are a must. You've not just a race, but in life in general. But if I know their parents, if they're not a B average, I'd be betting they're going to ride the pine on the next race. They're not going to be racing.
Right. What is it, Maverick?
C average.
Nothing lower than a C, or they do not get to race. I don't care where you are in points. I don't care how well you're doing. If you don't maintain a C average, you do not race.
Well, and I think that's, and it's real simple. Mm-hmm. You don't have to yell, holler, and scream. It's just black and white.
Yep. Yeah.
And you look like a mother that stands behind her word.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dad over there is just going, I don't know, man. That's all hers. I just drive the truck. So, how much work do you guys do on the car? Everything?
Not stuff that we can't do. Like, if it's, like, cleaning our cars, we do. But
not engine or anything?
No. Not engine, because we destroy our engine. Because my dad's really the only one that knows how to work on it.
Good. So, let me ask you, Preston. So, when you're driving your car, because your dad is kind of your crew chief, right?
Yeah.
So, have you developed a communication with him? Like when you go out, can you come back in and say, okay, here's what we need to do?
Yeah.
You both of you?
Yeah.
Because it's important. If you don't know why the car is doing what it's doing, you don't know how to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Like low tire pressure, maybe change the tire pressures or Because you can't do any suspension adjustments, right?
No, you can't. No.
So it's mainly tire pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you amazed that tire pressure makes that big a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my car's really, really bouncy to the point I've driven on three wheels.
Wow.
Like, I've driven on three wheels. I'm, like, pretty famous for that. But it got super bouncy. My dad changed my tire pressure, and now it's way better. But it's also a life skill, because when you're growing up, and your car will break no matter what car it is.
Yeah, like mine broke last race.
And you need to fix it, and you can't just call your dad every single time it breaks.
And you can't call AAA.
Nope.
No, they're not going to do it. What happened to your car?
Oh, chain. It kept on falling off. And my dad, he was in the infield, and we kept on getting the chain on. It just kept on popping off because the track
was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Okay, but so now why do you think that?
Why did you look at me when that? Wait,
I didn't look at you.
He did.
Because you're in charge.
He gave me the evil eye because the track got a little rough, and you know what? I take that on the chin because
it was rough.
We did work on the track, and what we did didn't work out the way we thought it was, and we're going to go out a completely different way this next race, and
okay,
I think they'll be happy with the track.
So Maverick, granted, but I mean, don't you think maybe a chain adjustment might have had something to do with that? Because let me ask you, Preston, did your chain pop off?
Oh, for at least, not this race, but at least 80% of the season, yes.
Okay, but maybe we should talk to the crew chief, because maybe the adjustment's not what you want. He's not. He's back there. Hey, you're talking about me. I don't. I'm not at a mic.
If our listeners could only see the look that these boys just gave Dad.
Yeah, right. Well, but, you know, things like that are going to happen.
Yeah.
But once you move out and get away from chains and start, you know, with front-wheel drive cars and what have you.
Transmissions.
Yeah, and transmission. But this is just a growing experience. I mean, this is things that you and the rest of your crew, you know, that race together, those are things you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it also helps you, like, in the long term, because when you drive, like, an actual car, you're going to have to learn how to pay attention and stuff. And in racing, the main thing is to pay attention because you can seriously hurt someone else and yourself.
And yourself.
Like, it's one of the main things you have to do.
And you know, the other thing that I'm sure you're going to learn too is that when you finally get behind the wheel on the street, you won't drive like you do at Barona.
No.
Oh, no.
Because that's what Barona's for.
Mm-hmm.
The people out there, and the only reason you don't want to drive fast on the street is because those people don't know how to drive.
Not wrong.
Not well. Well, you see him all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Why is he doing?
So
you should hear my mom in the car.
No, she's a princess. She wouldn't say anything.
So, Preston, you said you're 13, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How many 13-year-olds have you ever heard say that it's a life lesson?
Never.
None.
And he did.
I know.
It's a life lesson to work on cars, and he couldn't be more spot on. It makes me proud because Nick Novak is, and the parents, obviously, Bree and John, are instilling this in these kids.
Sure.
And there are a lot of life lessons to be learned at the racetrack.
A lot. On and off the track. Because as young as you two are, what you're doing is you're setting up your reputation as a driver. Okay. You guys both follow NASCAR?
Yes.
What do you think of Kyle Busch?
Okay,
that's all you need to say. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I agree with you. Can he drive? Yeah, he can drive. I'll give him all that, but I don't like the way. If I was his sponsor, I'd get rid of him.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because he doesn't represent me. Mm-hmm. If I'm a company and I'm writing a check bigger than this room, you had better be
a good driver.
Well, Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
Did you ever see Jimmy Johnson say a cross word? No.
No.
Or Kyle Larson.
Or drive backwards.
Or drive backwards. But, you know, we can do that. But, I mean, you gotta present yourself, you know, because at your age, you're starting now, and all you're doing as you get older and older and older is you're building a reputation as to who you are.
Yeah.
Because you want somebody to say, oh yeah, Preston Matthews. You want them to say great things.
Yeah.
Or Maverick Matthews. They want to hear great things.
Yeah, not
but
rowdy
you don't want to hear, oh, that guy drives so dirty, he takes people out.
He's super rowdy.
Super rowdy. Yeah. And he's proud of that.
Yeah, he's really proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not taking anything personally away from him. I've met him personally. And he's an all right guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah. I met his brother, who was just as bad. to be honest with you. I mean, he wasn't what you were looking for in a driver. But then I've met really great drivers as well in my long career of interviewing. So it's really important that you keep that in the back of your mind. Anger doesn't belong on the track or off the track. Yeah. You know, I mean, if somebody's going to get in your face, you know, you try to talk to them as best you possibly can. Then you call Mark.
That's right.
And he'll sit on him. It's real easy. He's got that technology. You like that, huh? See, that's what's cool about having your own radio show. You can do whatever you want. So one day you can have one, too. Right, so,
Dave, is your phone blowing up as much as I am?
I'm trying not to look.
Brittany is worried about her eggs and bacon.
I know. She's worried about her eggs and bacon. I try to tell her they're safe. There's nothing wrong with it. But I didn't tell her to go to YouTube.
Yep.
Or U2 or whoever those.
YouTube, screen. Yeah.
Yeah. She got me a Metallica shirt the last time I went.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know who those guys are?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Cool shirt. She just didn't know.
Mark, I have an honest question for you. Yeah. So it's a debate. It's a debate. Is racing a sport? Like, is it an actual sport?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I try to tell all my friends that, because they do football and baseball and all that stuff.
Ask your friends if they could sit in a race car at Daytona for 3 hours doing 200 miles an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
When it's 135 degrees in that car.
No, I got a better one than that. Whoever's saying that to you, say, what do you do on Friday?
That's right.
And you go, what do you mean? What do you do on Friday at 5 o'clock? Practice. You come to, you are.
Yeah.
Tell your buddies that are telling you it's not a sport. Say, come on out to Barona, strap them in your car, and tell them, go for it. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go this fast. And I guarantee you, they'll come back in with a new attitude.
Yeah.
You know, because they just think you're going in circles.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot more to that.
Yeah. You ever watch offshore powerboat racing? You know, where they go out in the ocean, those big long boats.
Oh, Mayfair, Thunderboats.
Yeah. So I've watched them. You know, okay, they're okay. I'd rather watch you guys. I'd rather watch Barona. But I had an opportunity to go out in one, and I had to drive it, and then the guy with the throttle was over here. Okay. How much fun is this going to be?
Yeah.
Had the you-know-what scared out of me. We were doing 110 miles an hour through the bay. Heading for sailboats. We went right through the middle of them, turned it. I mean, I got done, dude, I was soaking wet, and it wasn't water. I was sweating. I mean, it scared the
it gas?
Yeah, like about 800 horsepower. Dude, these things were insane. But when you watch it on TV, or if you just even sit in the stands and they see you guys going around, you know, nobody understands what it's really like until they strap themselves in.
Yeah,
and the concentration level
is off the charts. And when you get done with your buddy, tell him now. You thought that was scary, or you didn't think you could do that? Try it with 10 other cars around you.
Yeah,
like on my first race, I was terrified to pass.
Yeah, same.
I was terrified.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to race go-karts because I didn't have great parents like you, and I remember the first time I got in the lead, I forgot to breathe.
Racing doesn't. I struggle.
So fun. Breathing.
When I'm in a lead.
To breathe, right?
Yeah, and I always get taken out.
Got to concentrate.
Well, and that's half of the battle of getting in there is the strategy.
Yeah.
It's called strategy, but you got to learn to breathe. And that was my hardest. The hardest thing I ever could do was learn to breathe.
And also, you get like worried when you're in the lead because you look and you see, okay, where are they? Because you just want to hold that lead for the whole race.
Well, of course. So you know what? You never look to see where they're at.
No, you keep your eyes.
Keep your eyes glued to the front, man. Just glued. You pick a spot and go for it. It's up to them to get around you, not for you.
Or act like they're like right behind you, and it's like last lap, and they can't pass you.
You're giving me cold. You're just giving me cold chills just thinking about it, because that's enough to curl your hair. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Delosio, I think, is on the line, and he's gonna talk about Paris Auto Speedway right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Nobody goes faster than Paris Auto Speedway. Right up there, Lake Paris Road, next to the fairgrounds. I'm telling you, that track is amazing. Half mile, stupid fast, mm-hmm. best entertainment. The best way I can explain it is, when, especially when you get the sprint cars out there and the CR, it's like ballet.
It truly is.
It's like ballet.
Those guys have a lot of horsepower and
a lot of finesse.
And sometimes they don't have common sense, because the way they drive those things doesn't make sense to me.
Yes. Yeah, we went there like 4 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, did
and
you?
It was the first race, 410 non-wing, and first race.
Heat race. Lap one.
Lap one, as soon as they went green, Brent Sexton in another car, I think it was him. No, it wasn't him. They hit each other and they flipped.
Oh, it's ugly. Hey, guess who we got on the line? Scott Delosio, the world famous announcer from Paris Auto Speedway. Have you ever heard him?
No.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen. The guy is good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. They were talking about that crash, the first lap, turn one. Yeah. You got to give credit where credit is due. That was Brent Sexton.
Oh, it was Brent. Okay, all right.
Don't want to shortchange Brent. Don't want to shortchange Brent. Just give him credit. But then again,
yeah,
credit to him. He won the Lightning Sprint Car Main Event Power Ice Up with Lightning Sprint Car Main Event Friday night at the Imperial Valley Raceway. So.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. And, you know, and Brent's somebody you could look up to. I mean, he's a true racer. You know, Brody Roa. It's another great racer. Yeah, we got two drivers, 13 and 9?
11.
13 and 11, they're brothers, and they race in the same division at Barona Speedway.
Cool.
Yeah, and one wants to be a NASCAR driver, and the other one wants to do World of Outlaws.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
So what would be your advice to them?
What would be my advice to them? Stick with it. You know, as much as working, honing their racing, if they want to go to the top like in NASCAR, you better hone your marketing skills too.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to get an agent.
No, not at all. I mean, I did a magazine article about Wally Pankratz one time, and he said, today, if you want to go to NASCAR, the first thing you need to do is learn how to market yourself. He goes, racing comes second, because, you know, a lot of those guys aren't there because of talent. They're there because daddy had a lot of money, and they can talk well.
Right. But the talking well is everything. I use the analogy, and you correct me if I'm wrong. You got Ward Burton, and you got Jeff Burton. You got Ward Burton, I thought, could outdrive Jeff Burton. But when you ask Ward Burton a question, he said, I drive a nut car 4-2 a year. And the advertisers looked at him and said, what the heck did he just say? But yet Jeff was crystal clear. Do you kind of agree with that?
Kind of agree, but we're talking about a bygone era, because almost everybody was like that back in, you know, there was a transition that happened. I tell people, it's like, if you don't think there was, think back, God, I can't think of the guy's name now. First name was Rick, 1980s, and he was just a hot guy in the short tracks, came up through the what was now the Infinity Series, and all the teams, you know, they were gunning for him to sign him. He was like 35, 6 years old. Nowadays, they wouldn't even talk to you if you're 35, 36 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So you got one more race?
Yeah.
No, we got two more. We wrapped up Night of Destruction for the year last night, and people who like Night of Destruction, we're going to open earlier next year with Night of Destruction, actually a month early on February 10th. And then this Saturday night, we run our last stock car race of the year at the Jerry Dodd Champions Night, which will have street stocks, super stocks, and American factory stocks. And then we close the year, that's going to be on the 11th of November with Sprint Cars, USAC Series Sprint Cars, the past senior young gun sprints, and the Power Eye Southwest Lightning Sprint.
All right.
So it's almost done.
Almost done. And then you get geared up for 2024.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we should have a schedule out in about 2 weeks, Don said.
Or all so the.
Waiting on that and try to release it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Get everybody ready.
Are all the division championships finalized?
No, very close in the factory stocks. I don't have the points right in front of me. I know the super stocks are up for grabs, and street stocks are very close too, because the guy who was leading missed the last race.
Uh-oh. So
they're actually all tight. They're all going to be decided on Saturday. When we come to the sprint cars in a couple weeks with USAC, CRA, I mean, Brody Roa has such a huge lead. and got to give him credit where it's due because he won the $4,000 main event, which was not a USAC CRA race last night at Imperial Valley Raceway. So he's got a lock on that title pretty much. There's three races to go. They're off next week, and then they head to Kokopah Speedway for the Western World Championships on the 3rd and 4th, then they come to us on the 11th finish year.
Wow. It's so crazy. It seems like every track we talk to, Mark, all the numbers are so tight, you know, as far as championships and end of season.
Well, I think everybody's doing their research and everybody's doing their due diligence. Everybody's getting faster.
I think you're right.
It's just the way it is. I mean, if you're not moving forward, you're dying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going forward. You're losing.
Right. It's amazing. And the Young Gun series, that's a great series. For how old do you have to be to get into that?
I believe it's 14. I want to say with emancipation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that class, we started last year with one driver in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden this year, that class ripped like seven cars again.
Really?
We initially did it way back in 2013.
Right.
You know, we had 12 or 13 drivers. Well, mom and dad, when it comes out to shelling out to get a sprint car, you know, even a used car, maybe 25, 30 grand for a decent car, or a brand new car, which is now around 60 grand minimum.
Wow.
You know, that's just a lot of people. They ran and then they stopped. But all of a sudden, we picked up like six, seven cars this year running. That the latest one, who we've had on the show a couple times, Seth Dyer.
Oh, yeah.
Who got to give him his credit because last night at Imperial, 16 years old, won his first ever Lightning sprint car race.
Wow.
So, you know, there's good kids coming up in that series, really good kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kid who's leading. He's out of Simi Valley. Got to get him on sometime. He's an actor and a dancer. He's a high school student, but he's an actor and a dancer with an agent.
Wow.
And he's just a really good sprint car driver. His name's Kyle Hendricks. His dad also races sprint cars.
Okay.
So he's the point leader. He's pretty much got that title locked up when we get to that weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
There you go, Maverick. You got to start talking your dad into the that series,
get
right?
Into the Young Guns.
Young Guns. He's looking over to his dad right now. His dad just passed out. So we're going to have to loan him some money, Mark.
Hey, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Seth's father, didn't he just win a sprint car race?
Yeah, a race I was announcing last week up at Mojave Valley. Jeff Dyer, who's been on the show.
Right.
Jeff, back in August, was playing. He's a California Highway Patrol officer. He was playing softball and severed the Achilles tendon. I don't understand how you can do that playing softball. So
I don't either.
You know, got to give him crap about that.
Next time you put him on.
Severed his Achilles tendon. He had surgery in September. And he came back last week and just smoked the field and won the main event.
With the soft cast on, if I'm not mistaken.
And he had a soft cast on his foot?
Well, he had a walking boot, and that didn't work getting in and out of the car. So he put two braces on and raced with a couple braces. Now, you know, he was racing the Lightning Sprint on a third mile oval, which a Lightning Sprint so much lighter than a sprint car.
Sure.
He was able to race that because you don't use the brake as much. He said, because he races 410 sprint cars too, and he just said there was no way in heck that he could have run a sprint car with those braces on him. And still, that still would have been too tough on the injury. I think he was nuts for doing it anyway, but
yeah.
He's half nuts anyways.
Yeah. I'll make sure I tell him you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening right now. So
I'm sure he is too. Yeah, so what are you going to do in the off season?
I'm busy. You know, I'll be busy writing press releases and doing stuff for people. I don't miss it until usually after Christmas.
So
that's when I start wanting to get back out there. I mean, I've been doing this I was born. I was the first race was 5 months before I was born, and I'm an old man now. So.
Yeah, I know you are. Hey, so how do you pick up kids? I mean, do you have openings?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about. That didn't sound right.
I know. Well, I'm talking about being an agent for them. I mean, what are your criteria? Do you mind me asking you that? Because I got a lot of kids that are in here that I just think they could use your talents.
Not really an agent. It's just people come and, you know, they requested I do some writing for them, writing press releases.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some people that I see racing who there's no way in hell.
Okay.
Right. You know, just because they don't know what the heck they're doing.
All right. So you have a criteria.
That's it. That's about it. Okay. Or, you know, if they're annoying, I don't want any part of them either. You know, that's just, I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about adults, kids.
Oh, yeah, know, yeah. No, no, I'm right there with you.
At home, I'm not dealing with anybody who's annoying.
Right.
You know, there's somebody who I heard wanted me to write stuff, and fortunately they didn't ask because the person does drive. To drive a race car to make it work, you have to drive it hard. Because if you don't drive it hard, you don't know if the race car is going to work or not.
Right.
And right. I just watch this person coast around. I mean, if they ever come to me and they don't change, I'm just going to tell this person. It's like, I can't do it until your driver gets everything they possibly can out of the race car.
Yeah.
You're getting your rear end whipped because you're not going fast enough to see what the race car can work.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's like riding a, bicycle around the corner. If you ride it around slow, you're going to go slow. You ride it faster, you're going to find out where that edge is.
That's right.
And how much the bicycle can handle.
Do you have a,
so that's about it.
Do you have an age limit where you start, how young or how old, or does it depend on the kid?
Depends on basically the kids in the family. I don't do a lot of kids. I mean, the youngest one I've been doing is Seth Dyer.
Right.
You know, and that came because...
of his dad.
Yeah, I was doing stuff for his dad and ended up sponsoring his dad because he traded me a dog who was the worst dog I've ever had in my life. He's only 4 years old, so it's going to be a long haul. But, you know, Seth just slid in there naturally. And on top of everything else, I mean, Seth Dyer is
the best.
One of the nicest kids you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Just fun and well-spoken, really nice, well-mannered, which is hard to believe seeing who his dad is. But.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to let you go, but I might send you some info on the Matthew brothers because I seriously think there's some talent sitting here, let me tell you.
Hey, got to remind everybody, this Saturday night, final stock car race of your Paris Auto Speedway. Come on out. Gates open 5, first race at 7. We're going to decide some championships, and we're going to send the stock cars out
cool.
in style for 2023 and have them get ready for 2024.
All right, buddy. Hey, well, it's always good chatting with you, man. Say hi to Don, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. Hey, we got the Matthew family in the house. We got Preston and Maverick at Mom and Dad. That's Bree and John. We've been talking racing. Think you guys would like to race at Paris Auto Speedway, or is that too fast?
I would, but...
if I had a shot, I would.
Did you?
410s are super expensive. Like he said, they're like, just for a 410s, about 30,000, that's not including...
Yeah.
That's not including the gas.
The engine and the...
The engine.
Right.
Just for a chassis.
Uh-huh.
Is
right.
30.
And what's the engine? What do you think? It's got to be what?
410.
How much is an engine?
About like, I'd 16, say about like.
Probably. About 16,000.
Like 25?
I was somewhere between 16 and 25, somewhere.
Yeah. Those things are expensive.
Well, they were trying to start a division with a sealed crate motor. Where it wasn't going to be all that expensive, but for some reason they weren't able to pull it off. It was with Corey Kruseman.
Dad, don't we run sealed motors? No?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That'd be a great... Not to spend all your money, but that'd be a great present for these two. Have you ever heard of the Corey Kruseman Sprint Car School up at Ventura?
No.
Well, Ventura is just a tiny little track. It's right on the ocean, but they have a school.
Oh.
And you go out, and so, you know, maybe if you guys are good, Mom and Dad will look it up for Christmas or something.
When can I start?
Yeah. Well, and it's sprint cars.
Yeah.
It's on dirt, and it's a tiny little track. You ever hear of A.J. Bender?
No.
So A.J. Bender races. He's raced at Barona. He's raced at Paris. And the guy never stops smiling. He's the nicest kid you'll ever want to meet.
Does he race Lightning?
Yep, he races Lightning. And there's a guy who races NHRA, drag racing. His name is Pendragon. And he owns a sprint car. And he liked what AJ did. He liked his smile. He liked his personality. And he liked his hard charging. Never, he wasn't a bad driver. He never crashed into people, but he was just super fast. Sent him to Chili Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And he had never driven a car at Chili Bowl before. And he even told Pendragon, he goes, I've never driven one. I can't guarantee it. Took him again. That's how good it is.
And,
so,
and that just shows you guys.
Yeah.
AJ Bender was just up at Paris running a sprint car,
right?
And Cruz Pendragon was there in the stands,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and saw AJ running and goes, "I want that kid
in my car
at my car at the Chili Bowl." And met him that night in the pits.
Yeah, and he went. He didn't have to pay a dime. They shipped him out, put him in the car. He didn't do. I don't know if you follow the Chili Bowl at all.
No,
I mean it's massive. It's days after days after days after days of racing. And it's a pyramid style, you know, you just till you finally win. And he did okay, you know, for never being out there before. So
there's only 1,400 cars that go to this race.
Yeah, 1,400.
It's a week long, all under one roof.
Wow.
Indoors.
Is it a circle track?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chili Bowl.
And it's very small.
Oh, okay.
We have World of Outlaws. It's a video game that you can get in.
And they have the Chili Bowl?
Yeah, it's basically just you have 410s, 305s, 360, late model, midgets, modifieds.
Street stock.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we unlocked Chili Bowl.
Yeah. I had one chance to drive a 410 out of Barona, Randy Waitman. And I said, I'll do it on one condition, two conditions. He goes, what's that? If I crash, I don't pay for it.
Oh.
And two, I don't want anybody out there with me. I just want to go by myself.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. I just want to go out there by myself.
So I took 10 laps, came back in. He goes, wow. He says, you were doing really, really good. I says, great. Let me go out again, and I'll open my eyes. Because I'll tell you what, dude, it scared the snot out of me. I mean, because especially when you're going into the turn, you guys are comfortable with it, you know, turning right to go left.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it with a 410 and getting that tail end out and up close to the wall, but it was so much fun.
Oh, like when you ride the High Line?
It's so much fun. So I understand why you're all excited about it.
I always just run in on the turns.
Well, you haven't gotten up on the big track yet, have you?
No. Because our motors would blow.
Yeah, of course.
The track's way too big for it.
Yeah, of course. But can you imagine when the first time you get to?
Yeah, that's going to be
I'm probably going to be screaming in my car.
That's okay. Nobody can hear you. You can scream all you want. But, man, I tell you what, that's when the finesse comes in. I mean, you got to have finesse in the little track, too. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But let's go back to a subject that Mark brought up. What are you doing to the little track since you've acknowledged the fact that it's somewhat of a bouncy?
Well, it's a constant battle. For some reason, why is that? Well, the smaller track just isn't as easy to maintain as the big track with the big scraper and the water truck. And unfortunately, once you get it detailed out the way you like it, you got to drive the water truck on it. And the water truck's heavy, and it's got dual wheels, so sometimes it put grooves in the track.
Gotcha.
And in the off season, we're probably just going to rip it up. It'll still be the same format, but there is a little powder and a little puff on the racetrack. And after that stuff dries out, it just kind of goes away. So unfortunately, the cars that these guys are driving only have front shocks. They don't have any rear suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an old three-wheeler back in the 70s. All your suspension's in the tires.
Right.
So Todd and Ken are going to scrape it this week. And then Friday before practice, I'll probably go up there with a chain link fence drag just to drag it a little bit more smoother, mm-hmm. get the rocks off of it. We've got it pretty well detailed out. We just have to find the right combination of
just
how
like you did with the big track.
Yes, and man,
and the little track is tougher.
It's so much harder.
Yeah,
it's so much harder.
But you know what? That's good for you guys. Who cares? So it's a bouncer. It'll just teach you.
And like I tell everybody, hey, every kid has to drive the same racetrack, just like the big track.
Yeah. It's not like
if it's one good,
has
it's good.
An advantage over the other.
Yep. But I do have a question for the boys.
Yeah.
Are we looking forward to the last race of the season?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I know you guys have been involved with your mom and with Novak and Nick and his family, but we've got a lot of prizes, a lot of cool trophies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal.
Honestly, that's not what I'm mainly excited just to go out and race and like after this, it's gonna be good to like just relax instead of every week, every other weekend we have something to go
stressing
do.
Out a little bit.
Yeah,
good.
Because we normally stay in the motorhome, so that would give us a chance to clean up the motorhome and take all our clothes.
You heard that, Mom?
Out.
They'll clean the motorhome.
Yeah, then, write that down someplace.
So, boys, just so you understand,
look what that. You see that number on there? That's $600 right there.
Yeah.
Some of that came from Dave Stahl personally and Racer Radio and one of his sponsors also.
Yeah, Auto House in the National City.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? If I have it, I can give it because, you know, it, not that you really care about the money aspect of it. It's just a night. I like that look. What are you, crazy? I love the money. Give me the money. But I'm just saying it helps, if anything, your family keep the car where you need it to be, keep tires on it. Yeah. And I think more businesses and entities should put more money into the track to help you guys out, you know, that it'll take care of the cost to put it. I mean, even though you guys got a little car, it still costs money to put those cars on the track.
When we got a new sponsor, we each got $100.
Wow.
So our dad's hanging on to that for parts for the race car.
Sure.
Tires, whatever we need.
Yeah. And that's important.
And our car still costs alone a little bit over $1,000.
How much?
A little bit over $2,000.
Yeah.
Like maybe about $3,000.
So who was the sponsor that gave you the money?
M2 Motorsports.
Both of them?
M2.
Yeah. All right. You got to invite him to KUSI.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get him on radio sometime.
Actually, two of their sons race. One of them races a sport compact. Other one races junior sprint.
So they get it.
Yeah.
It's Nick Manalo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Real quick, Dave, I do want to give a thank you. I don't know if Charles listens to the radio show, but Charles Alexander of Alexander Construction, he hit us up at the beginning of the year. He's just a fan that goes out to Barona Speedway. I shouldn't say just a fan. Mm-hmm. He is a diehard fan. He has stepped up and sponsored the racetrack, and we cannot thank him enough. He is he's a primary sponsor.
And how do people get a hold of you if they want to sponsor?
BaronaSpeedway.com.
BaronaSpeedway.com.
And we hope to see everybody come out and support these kids and enjoy Trunk or Treat this Saturday, the 28th.
Everything. Be there or be square. And there's a new time start.
Everything starts at 5 o'clock. Okay. Everything's being moved up an hour.
Very good. Yep. Guys, thank you very much.
Welcome.
All right. You take care. We'll talk to you down
thank
the road.
You. Thank you.
This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.